A temporary placement of a child sex offender in Milwaukee has been the most recent controversy, but balancing the legal rights of felons who have served their time while protecting children has been an issue around the state. State corrections official Rick Ramish says agents have tried for 6 months to find a home in southwest Wisconsin for one child sex offender.
Well over 100 attempts to find one single place for that person to live. And that's in the villages and the cities and not just the rural area, that's anywhere. So the bottom line is, it is tough to find a place to put a sexual offender anywhere.
During a legislative hearing by the Judiciary Committee, Ramish estimated that 80% of the state's 629 registered sex offenders would have to be moved under a proposed bill. That bill, authored by Representative Dwayne Johnsrud, would ban child sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of a park, public swimming pool, child care facility, community center, or school.
We may, as a legislature and a government, inappropriately placing someone and putting them in a very tempting place. And I don't know why we want to do that. So that's the goal of this bill. It's not to shut down DOC's placement of these people at all.
A report from corrections officials on the bill shows it might end up forcing offenders to rural areas. Another possibility is having the state build special multi-unit homes in industrial parts of cities. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.